Social researcher Hugh McKay says the dramatic fall in public support for action on climate change is not due to the failures of the current government or even to the Rudd backflip on an emissions trading scheme. Instead, he says the trend was evident in early 2008 and was caused by what he calls a silence on climate change in the first 6 months of the Rudd government. But Hugh McKay predicts that attitudes will change if the government manages to bring in a carbon tax. He spoke to me a short time ago. Hugh McKay, how significant is this drop in public support for action on climate change that we've seen in today's Lowy poll? 27 points sounds like a big drop in just 1 year.
It is a big drop, and it's a sharper drop than we've seen over the last few years, but I think the important context for this is that it is part of a trend. The erosion of the position of climate change in the public mind really began after the change of government in 2007, when the community had really been led to expect that there would be urgent action on this. This was presented to us as not just the great economic and environmental challenge, but the great moral challenge of our generation. So people really were expecting that they would be recruited in this so-called war on warming. And then as we went through 2008, by the middle of 2008, at that stage my own research was showing a very significant waning of interest in this, I think for two reasons. One, that people were not being recruited, but also when the emissions reduction targets were announced and they seemed so low at 5%, people kind of shrugged and said, well, it's not that serious after all. So there was a kind of silence from the government, and that was a very critical vacuum, that first 6 months of 08. And from then on, the position has never really been recovered. It was seen as much more about a talking game than an acting game.
So did the perceived lack of action from Copenhagen and Kevin Rudd's backflip on an issue that he had called the moral issue of our time serve as the real trigger for this decline in concern about climate change?
I think Copenhagen was just another step in the process, as was the Rudd capitulation. These things didn't help, but the slide was already on. I think it would be a misinterpretation to say that Copenhagen or the Rudd backflip were death knells to public support for this, because the support had already begun to erode very dramatically before either of those things happened. Even relatively minor symbolic actions would have kept us engaged with the issue. When we were not called upon to act, the opportunity was lost.
So how much blame should Julia Gillard take for the sharp decline in support on an issue that she's run hard on in the last year?
I think it would be very unfair to sheet much of the blame to Gillard or the present government at all. I mean, the thing was on the slippery slope before she became Prime Minister.
You mentioned the end of bipartisanship. How much of the decline in concern about climate change is due to effective negative campaigning by the Tony Abbott coalition?
The real problem was the vacuum in the first 6 months of the Rudd government, but that problem has now been massively exacerbated by the fact that there is no bipartisan support. The fact that Tony Abbott is saying we won't have a tax on carbon, and his subtext really seems to be we don't really think this is a big deal at all, that allows people to do what human beings always want to do, which is take the line of least resistance. So there's a kind of national shrug about all this.
So will attitudes on climate change turn around if the government does succeed in introducing a carbon tax?
I have no doubt that once the system changes, then attitudes will change, as they always do, to line up with the system change. We saw that with the GST. Massive opposition to a GST. The Howard government almost lost office in the election that was about the GST. Now people don't seem to mutter about the GST at all, in spite of some of its negative effects.
Do you think the government or the coalition will have a tougher sell on climate change once a carbon tax is in place?
Oh, once the system has changed, the coalition's anti-pollution tax argument will be very much tougher than the government's sell of the new system.
Tony Abbott does seem to be very successful, though, in running sort of simple counter-arguments, simple negative campaigns, and we've seen competing tax cut proposals this weekend. Is the tax cut issue likely to be a winner for Tony Abbott?
It depends how substantial it turns out to be. The problem, of course, is that the Coalition, and to some extent Labor, have this history of saying tax cuts as though that's, you know, that's the election winner. Once you say tax cuts, you're home and hosed. We now seem a bit more rueful, a bit more reflective about that. So I don't know the tax cut as a mantra has quite the same magic that it had 10 years ago. But the problem about all of this for the opposition, particularly if the government stops calling it a carbon tax and starts calling it what it is, which is a pollution tax, it's very hard to undo a system change.
That's social researcher Hugh McKay talking about the Lowy Institute's poll results on climate change. And you can listen to a longer version of that interview on our website.